Good morning, everyone. It's Tuesday, July 28th. The Mary Griffith Show is underway, brought to you by Hilbing Auto Body. Remember, if it happens to you, take it to Hilbing. So don't be afraid if your car's got a dent or a scratch, or maybe you just need repainting. If somebody gave you a car and it's puce, you can get that repainted. And you can put puce pinstripes on your car if you'd also want them. Adam Duesterhaus is right now trying to figure out what color puce
is. I'm looking it up as we speak.
Okay. You'll report back later. Puce is one of those wonderful colors that really is underrepresented and under-respected in our color spectrum, much like Adam Duesterhaus.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Hey, it is United Way of Adams County Day. And a lot of the topics that we talk about today, of course, do pass over into Iowa and Missouri, because we're all trying to raise money to help great charities locally in our communities. And today we are going to talk all about the big kickoff at one special event hall, but that has been canceled.
Well, it's been kind of retrofitted.
And everything for COVID-19. I guess we're going to Zoom it, huh?
It's going to be a virtual event. We're still working out the details, but we're still going to have something that day. It's
sure.
Still going to be Wednesday, August 5th, so next Wednesday. But we can't come together in a mass gathering type thing. So we really wanted to, and thank you to those of you that expressed interest. But we just can't do that responsibly and such. So we're still going to do something. Listeners, look for us on our Facebook page and our YouTube channel. We're still going to premiere a video of sorts. It's still going to be like a testimonial video of our campaign chair and various volunteers. And we'll premiere it that day, that evening, actually. Also, if we have your email, we'll send it out via email. But as far as an actual event, we just can't feasibly do that right
yeah.
now. So it stinks, but that's what it is.
Well, it is what it is. And yesterday, Big Daddy came to town saying we'd been bad.
The governor, yes.
And he had the best mask, a little state of Illinois
That's
mask.
Right.
I mean, hey.
Yeah.
So it is, right now we're in a bit of a peak, and we don't want that to happen because we want everyone to be healthy and safe.
Exactly.
So the most important thing is to get the United Way message out. And
exactly.
Folks like me who have been resisting social media, even I am being forced, if I want to know anything that's going on in the world, to resort to social media. But I'm hoping that everyone will tune in to the YouTube page or go when they have the campaign kickoff on Wednesday, August 5th, and you'll get to see a great video about why we have a campaign. You'll get to hear messages from the leaders of the campaign, and hopefully people will be inspired to get out their checkbook and go ahead and make a donation.
And there's
that
no need to
day.
Wait. I mean,
yeah.
like, you're never not campaigning throughout the year. So as that's our official kickoff, you know, if anybody out there is listening, just know that, you know, this year, we say this every year, Mary, but this year especially, we're really going to need the community to step up and help us, you know, because we've got people relying on us.
Mm-hmm.
They rely on us, pandemic or not, throughout, you know, every other year, but this year especially. So
yeah, and we haven't been able to do it. Like, I remember, was it last year maybe? We were at the Gems game. You and I were selling raffle tickets. It was fun. We had so many fun events associated with the United Way. So we'll have to find our fun in a social media way.
COVID.
So
yes.
Who is the campaign chairman for this coming year?
So this year is Philip Krupps, and then his vice chair, you might know him, Chuck Schultz.
Oh, no, I've heard of him.
Former mayor, yes.
What does he... So, so 2 years from now, the United Way campaign will begin 15 minutes late and end 15 minutes late. Well, probably 30 minutes late because Chuck will still be talking, but it'll definitely end.
He's a great talker. I love his story.
He's great. He's fantastic. I would just warn you that if you want the campaign kickoff to be at 9 a.m., you better tell Chuck to be there at 8:30, and he might show up by 9:15.
Who doesn't love Chuck?
He is great. I think since he's not mayor anymore and he doesn't have as many... He was on time one time for the Mary Griffith Show.
He's always been on time for me.
Really? Well, I think post his elected office. So Philip Krupps and Charles Schultz, and again, great leaders in our community
yep.
who are gonna take the ball and try to get it across the goal line. Of course, will you be announcing on Wednesday, August 5th, what the goal is?
We will, yes. We'll announce it that night. We'll premiere our campaign video. Like I said, there'll be testimonials from campaign chairs of Philip. Chuck will speak as well, our executive director, Jeremy, who you've met, and just different partners and volunteers that really have their hands in the campaign and know why it's so important year after year. So, like I said, tune in Wednesday, August 5th. If you haven't liked our Facebook page yet, please do so. Just search United Way Adams County. If you haven't subscribed to our YouTube channel, please do so right now. You can just search it up in the search bar. And then also go to our website, UnitedWayAdamsCo.org. Up at the top it says click here for updates, something like that. You can actually get on our email list, and I'll send out that video via our email. So if we don't have your email yet, please input it. And we don't send you much throughout the year, but just stuff that we've got going on that you know, shows you what it is that we're doing with your investments.
Okay. We are going to talk in a few moments about the Joe Bonansinga Award. Mm-hmm. But first, I want to kind of, you know, finish up with this. The campaign for years has met the basic human needs of our community here and now. In other words, the money that is taken in is pretty much redistributed within 12 months of being received. It's a constant ongoing process of giving money out, taking money in. This year with COVID-19, you've expanded your role in some respects to put even more support to your member agencies, because there was some concern that some member agencies might not be able to survive COVID-19. How are things going in general among the member agencies? Are there any that are in serious trouble?
Serious trouble, yes. I mean, this is the Boy Scouts have been very public, for example. They're one of our partners, and they've been very public about their struggles. You know, they rely on special events and fundraising throughout the year. They said that they're going to be a couple hundred thousand dollars in the negative this time next year. And, you know, Mary, I was never a Boy Scout. It doesn't really matter if you were or not. What we try to do with not just our mission, but the mission of our partners that we fund, is build up the community and make it better from the inside out. You know, like, even if you weren't a participant or a recipient of these funds, you know somebody who was, and that can only make the community better as a whole. That's really what we're trying to do here, and that, Mary, is why it's so vitally important that these organizations succeed. Now, it remains to be seen what happens in a year's time, five years, whatever, but you know, we can do is what we can do. And right now, our listeners, our viewers, you know, what they can do right now is they can make an investment in their community and ensure that not just United Way, but Boy Scouts, the 18 other partner agencies that we fund, that can be found on our website, that they are funded, that they are successful, that they have at least a little bit that they can rely on from us, from the community, through our annual campaign. So that's why it's so vitally important. You know, they rely on us. We make that promise at the beginning of our kickoff, and we try to meet that promise at our annual meeting in February. So, you know, just help us help the people that we serve. It's like that throughout the year, pandemic or not, but especially this year.
Well, you mentioned the Boy Scouts, and we've had them on, and I've been concerned about them. I'm a lifetime member of the Girl Scouts, mm-hmm. and I'm very concerned about Girl Scouting, too, because the traditional way of getting together in our troop meetings and going camping and doing our fun little things, that has all changed. Now, the Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts have stepped up and have done some virtual programming.
They have, yes.
And, you know, they've really tried to continue their mission. Boy, you've had to really turn on a dime, though, because when outdoor education is one of your staples of child development, you know, get them out in the fresh outdoors, but not singly, as a troop or out as a den. So it's been interesting. So if there are charities that you love, cough up some bucks right now to keep them running. And definitely, if you have not given to the United Way in the past, make this the year that you decide to watch that video, see what it's all about. And they are very good stewards of your money. Yes, some agencies are really, really struggling. Hopefully they'll be buoyant enough and resilient enough to last. What about the United Way nationwide? Obviously, the money that's raised here stays here. You're not really a national organization in the sense that you are, but the money we give doesn't go anywhere else. It stays right here. But how are United Ways functioning? Because you've got problems too.
Well, I mean, we pay a small nominal fee to what we call Worldwide. That's our parent company. So 2% goes towards them, but you're right. The overwhelming majority, 98%, stays here locally, funds not only us and our internal services and programs, but it goes towards the funding of our partners and everything that they do. So, you know, nationally, we've sat in on some webinars, and you know, they know what we're dealing with, so they've tried to provide us as many virtual tools as they can, and you know, we've got a new website that just launched back in May, so good timing with that. So it's never been easier to give online, and with our campaign volunteers, which, Mary, thank you again for volunteering this year. I've tried to provide them as much virtual materials and online materials that as they can, so that if they do have to pivot, if they can't get in front of people, they can just say, well, here's some alternatives. So, you know, I think fundraising during COVID is challenging, but it's still necessary, and it's still something that needs to happen. And I think that our mission was wonderful before all this, and I think that it's still in place and intact, especially in a community as strong as Quincy and Adams County. So, you know, we're not worried. We know that people step up year after year, and we know that people will as well this year. We've got a wonderful community match that was offered to us from a family foundation. Mark Turpin, who was our 2019 campaign chair, he manages a family foundation, and they've decided to award us $50,000 on the contingent that the community, Adams County, gives $50,000 in new monies. Okay, so if you increase your gift $10, $20, whatever, all that's put into a pot. If that equates, when we're all said and done with, if that equates to $50,000, we get the $50,000 from the Family Foundation. So it's supposed to incentivize you giving more, and perhaps entice somebody who's never given to give for the first time. So information for that can be learned on our website, UnitedWayAdamsCo.org, as well. But never been more important, Mary. It's really important that community members, our listeners, people, you know, everyday people just step up. Our slogan this year starts with you, and it's never been more relevant this year.
It starts and almost ends with you, because we are out there in a way we're more united than we've ever been, even in our isolation. So there is something about not being physically close, but being more emotionally close and present. So You just don't know how things are going to happen. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, our conversation with Adam Dusterhaus from the United Way of Adams County continues. And if you've got a question or comment, maybe you've wondered about something about the United Way, give us a call right now at 223-9300, 1-800-228-WTAD. We're back. Talk Radio 930 WTAD. The United Way of Adams County campaign kicks off Wednesday, August 5th at 1 Special Event Hall. No, it doesn't. It kicks off virtually. Right. It kicks off virtually. So those of you who had planned to attend in person, you're going to have to go to the YouTube channel. You're going to have to go to their Facebook page, and we encourage everyone to do that. In fact, you know, a lot of people, like they're having a public hearing Wednesday night about the riverfront. There are a lot of people who are not that actively engaged but would sit at home, you know, and so this may be the new kind. We may be getting opinions from people who normally didn't speak up very much, so be sure to log on to the YouTube page for the Adams County United Way, log on to their website, and find out what the goal is going to be. That will be announced on Wednesday. Philip Krupps is the campaign manager. Charles Schultz, old Chuck Schultz, is right behind him in the number two position, and they need everybody to be involved. One guy who is still known as Mr. Quincy, I don't think anyone will take that moniker away from him.
I don't think so.
And not in our lifetimes, at least. Joe Bonansinga. Joe Bonansinga award nominations are now being accepted by the United Way of Adams County and the Rotary Club. Joe Bonansinga was the first man to bring a million-dollar campaign to the United Way, and I loved his quote, "Anything less than raising $1 million is not acceptable for this community." And his leadership and vision still inspire us today. So let's talk about the 2020 Joe Bonansinga Community Service Award. Who's eligible to be nominated, Adam?
Anybody is eligible to be nominated. If you know someone who is deserving of this recognition, what you need to do is you need to download a nomination form. They are available currently at our website, UnitedWayAdamsCo.org/Joe. type it in, and you should see a little button there, download a PDF, and you can fill it out. And then you can submit it by email, or you can actually mail it in. We've got the address to mail it in there. But who's eligible, Mary? Anyone. Anyone who you think has really stepped up recently and really been, you know, someone who could walk in Joe's shoes. You know, if anybody was lucky enough to meet him, I met him once, actually, before he passed away. And just an amazing guy.
I knew him when I was a kid.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, I knew him from my childhood. And always so gracious and so kind to me. And I remember when my first experience as being a big girl, there was a walk for development. We were going to walk 25 miles in one day and raise money for some great cause. I don't know what it was. Walk for development. Some, you know, to provide water to some poor country or something. I can't remember. But anyway, I remember I got up my courage and took my pledge sheet in, called and made an appointment to talk to Joe Bonansinga and asked him if he would sponsor me on my walk for development. And I didn't know what he would say, but he said, well, yes, I'd be happy to. And I was going to walk 25 miles. And he said he'd give me 50 cents a mile. He might as well have told me he was going to give me $50,000. I was so impressed that I was going to get $12.50. I don't think I'd seen $12.50 all at once,
That's funny.
And it was just, I just always remember that. And then he always was big promoter of the circus coming to town. And one year, I got to ride in on the elephant. I had a big plume in my hair, you know, and everything. I got to be on the elephant. I mean, Joe Bonansinga just, he wanted what was best for Quincy and for this area, this whole region. And I think you're right. It doesn't have to be somebody who maybe is that well known. Somebody who works maybe more quietly behind the scenes could be eligible for the John Bonansinga Award.
A lot of people that do it, they do it not for the recognition, but then it takes a friend or a colleague or a coworker that says, you know what, you really do deserve it. Last year's recipient was Charlie Doan, and if you know him, he's a lifelong volunteer with the Salvation Army, and I had the honor of interviewing him and his family members and kind of compiling a video. But that was really nice, and just when you look at the long list, leaders of the community from 1998, I think that was the first year for it, but of course, Joe B was the first one, and then from there, wonderful leaders of the community. So again, nominate who you think is deserving of this honor. You have until Monday, August 17th. We'd like for submission forms to be in by then. Nomination forms can be obtained and downloaded on our website. Again, UnitedWayAdamsCode.org/Joe. Try to make it as easy as people to remember. But yeah, just download the form, send it in via email or mail. It really is, you know, a recognition that a lot of people, you know, say this is why we do it. This is why the community is so great. When you look at the list of recipients, you say, of course, Adams County and Quincy are great places to live, and these people, these nominations, these recipients of this great, great award are why. So get those nomination forms in, and we'll announce the winner at the Rotary meeting on Tuesday, September 1st. So we've got a couple weeks yet, but yeah, that's exciting. That's exciting to be part of that process.
Okay, so a high level of service and leadership by example, intensive energy, longevity of service, obviously, but mostly choosing what you volunteer to do based on the needs of others rather than any personal gain, and that is so important. It's real easy to volunteer. Like I remember Steve and I volunteered at Dairy Queen making blizzards. And, you know, anything we didn't do right, we got to consume.
That was
nice volunteer work, but it probably was not as, you know, selfless.
A few fell off the truck.
The only bad news is I ruined my perfectly good WT80 shirt because I took the blizzard off the Dairy Queen machine too early. And, yeah, my white shirt was fudge-colored after that. It was kind of tie-dyed. I probably could have started a trend. So get those reservations, nominations in for anyone that you know that would be good for the Joe Bonansinga Community Service Award. You mentioned the community match gift.
Yeah.
Again, is there a time frame on that, or is it all this whole year? Is there a, you know, we want to, if you, last year, if you gave $100 to the United Way, if you give $110 this year, that 10 really doubles. That extra $10 doubles. If you've never given to the United Way, this is a time. I remember when they gave out those first $1,200 checks, and old Mary Griffith got on the radio and said, well, now this is just ridiculous. My husband and I haven't lost a dime, and we don't need that $1,200. And now it's like, when's my next $1,200 check coming? Right. Need it. So there, you know, there are some people who have not been as badly hurt by COVID-19, and maybe this is the year that they can step up and say, I'll carry your load and my load this year.
You know, we, speaking of donations, we enjoyed being part of the Adams County Together Relief Fund. That was started by the city, the mayor's office, and then in addition, Chamber and Grediff and a couple others, county as well. But we kind of managed the fund reliefs for that, and we've been doing that since late March. And to date, we've raised just shy of $170,000. Now, we've given out, I think it's upwards of like $94,000. So all that's gone towards individuals, businesses, restaurants, nonprofits, faith-based organizations, people that have really needed the help these past couple months. And all of that's for COVID relief, okay? And funds are still available. We want to make sure that people know that funds are still available. So if you're out there hurting because of the effects of the financial and health crisis, please call us up, 222-5020, and that's the first step to get started. But as far as operations go, as far as our annual campaign, as far as what it is that we can fund our partners with, you know, that's something different. That's not COVID relief. That's a different account. And that's something that we're really going to need the community to step up and help us out on. So this community match that starts with you slogan, you know, all the things that we've got going on with volunteers like yourself, Mary, you know, that continues and remains to be important. And I think with the community stepping up like they do year after year, I think that will be okay. So a lot remains to be seen. You know, probably going to be surprised a lot along the way, and won't be the first time that we pivot on something, but you know, this community steps up. It's a special place to live. Yeah. You know that. You can attest to that. So join us on Wednesday, August 5th. That's when our campaign kickoff is. Join us on our YouTube channel or our Facebook page. And then just when you see a pledge card come across your desk at your company, or you get an email if you're working from home, if you get an email saying, hey, United Way is raising funds, here's your virtual pledge card, you know, go here to fill one out. Please just remember that time that you heard Adam and Mary talking on Mary Griffith, and we went into detail on who it affects and how the funds are distributed, and you know that right then and there that you can make a difference, and not just United Way, but the people that we serve, countless organizations, the services and programs that are so vital to the success of the community and health and well-being of the community. So that's what we try to do every single day here in Adams County through United Way, and that mission remains and continues.
More important now than ever before. It isn't all it seems at 17. What was the big concern of Adam Doosterhouse when you were 17? COVID-19 was not a concern.
Oh, my dirty car, maybe. My car's dirty. I got to clean it. It wasn't COVID, no.
Is that something we should do? I didn't know you could clean a car. I didn't know.
What?
I didn't know that was something we should do. Adam Doosterhouse is here. And Adam, you know, COVID has changed the way we do everything. COVID has also made people very, very particular about where they're going to put their charity dollars.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I'm hoping that people will, just like we wanted people to buy local, I'm hoping people will invest in their community with their charity dollars. There's nothing wrong with sending money off to some GoFundMe page, you know, for some poor little kid in Portland, Oregon. Mm-hmm. I mean, but there's poor little kids right here in Quincy that need your money desperately. So let's talk about resource investment. How do you make sure the money I give you every year is truly goes to the most neediest places?
So we oftentimes say that we are community invested, which is the fundraising arm, which we've been talking about, and then community vetted. Okay, community vetted in the sense that volunteers, everyday people from different backgrounds and industries, they are the ones that decide where the funds go and how much of our funding goes towards these partners that that ask for it each and every year. Their demands change, and so because of that, their requests and their asks, and the amounts that they give each year change. So that process begins when our campaign starts to wind down. So this past year, for example, our annual meeting was February 27th. You know, we wrapped it just in time for COVID to really hit the area. But this past year, we gave out $650,000, which is the most in recent years. But all of that went to local agencies. And like you just got done saying, you know, a lot of them are going to be hit hard this next year. So they really needed that funding. Our board made a decision to actually increase the amount that we gave out as opposed to last year and the previous year. So, but like I said, you know, it's run by volunteers. Marina in the office does a wonderful job managing the resource investment volunteers. But we just want people to know that we're good stewards of your donations and your investments. When you give to United Way, it's not just going towards one agency. It's going to an abundance of agencies. We service 19 partner agencies here in Quincy and Adams County. We have internal programs and services like VITA, which is our Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program.
Wow, and I missed that this year. I mean, that is
that was huge. Yeah,
that was huge, and I'm hoping that people found other ways because again, the return on investment for that is phenomenal.
We had to stop it early on account of COVID. A lot of our volunteers are elderly, and we just thought that it was responsible. But we pushed people to IRS.gov and TurboTax to file them for free, so we missed out on that. And so that's the service that we have. We service veterans. We do. We're fiscal sponsors for things like Give Kids a Smile and Kids Packs and other things such as that. So, you know, it's vitally important each and every year that United Way raises the funds and survives, this year especially. So if you're listening right now, if this is your first introduction to United Way, just know that 98% of what we raise from people like you, our listeners, stays here in Adams County. 80 cents on the dollar goes towards programs and services. You know, 2/3 of who we serve are children. Last year we served over 34,000 people here in Adams County. That's nearly 50% of the county's population. So raised here, vetted here, invested here. United Way of Adams County, you know, that's what we serve. That's what we do each and every day. So we can't do it alone. We need the community's help this year especially. So if you're new to United Way, perhaps your employer has a pledge card come across your desk. If you see it, please fill it out. You know, give what you can, $1, $2, $5, $10, doesn't matter. The average first-time gift is $10. The average first-time payroll deduction is around $20. Not going to see a big difference in your pay, but those dollars really add up, you know, when everybody does it. So go to UnitedWayAdamsCo.org right now and learn more about us. And, Mary, we thank you for your involvement this year as a volunteer and good steward of our mission and our message.
Well, I do what I can, and I will try to do more this year. We need to do more this year, so that is very important. On a personal note, we cannot leave Adam Doosterhouse.
Oh, no.
What are you doing with running? You haven't gained weight. You're obviously still training, even though you're not in anything. Are you still virtually doing things?
The good news is running wasn't canceled, okay?
Right.
So, I mean, the races,
the races are canceled.
I learned about Chicago Marathon a couple weeks ago. That was canceled, so not doing that this fall. But, running is a cancel. We enjoy some really great trails here in Quincy.
It's hard, I'm sure. I mean, when you were training for the Chicago Marathon, there was that urgency to do that every day.
And Yeah.
Are you now
accountability?
Have you lost all discipline whatsoever?
Not all, but I frequent foods that perhaps this time last year I didn't.
Right, because you know you'd suffer in mile 22. You'd be
so
dying.
Good. It's so good.
But now
you
can enjoy life a little bit more.
Yeah, but fitness is still important.
Yes,
wellness.
Well, don't
is
worry.
Important.
Nobody's going to accuse you of not being physically fit.
I don't know about that.
I have gained the COVID-19, so I'm a spokesperson for. You know, you think, oh, I don't have time to exercise. That's all we've had is time.
Yeah, we have.
And yet most of us haven't. Most of us who weren't exercising before, now we have to find a new excuse. Because time is not the excuse anymore, is it?
Wellness and healthcare, it's still important. So, it's something that I still take seriously. But, yeah, running, I still try to do that in biking. But races, they're off for now.
They're off for now. Okay, well, I declare you the official Chicago Marathon winner this year.
Well, thank you.
I think there should be no you would have won, I'm sure. We don't need to run the race. We know Adam Duster would have won. So I'm just declaring you the winner. Folks, now you can't go and be there all together, but August 5th, Wednesday, there's going to be the kickoff of the United Way campaign. They're going to announce the goal. We're going to see Philip Krupps, the new campaign manager. We're going to learn all about the excitement that is happening. So please go to the YouTube page
there you go.
And the website for United Way. Thank you.
Thank you, Mary.